For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Richland School Board was recently asked to take possession of the Simons Recreation Complex. A recent comprehensive study of Simons shows that the city and county format of organization is not sustainable, and the city desires to no longer be an agent of Simons. The result of the comprehensive study by Simons shows that it should move to either a nonprofit model or to have the school district take it over. An innovation grant for funding is available for 5 years, but the city and county are not eligible for the grant. However, the school district would be. The school is also able to raise its levy limit to meet expenses associated with the operation of Simons. The school board met in closed session to discuss the purchase offer. The board then reconvened back into open session and discussed the plan. The consensus among the members of the board was that their priority is to the students of the district, and at this time there are too many unknowns in taking ownership of Simons and do not feel comfortable acquiring Simons at this time. A motion was made to reject the offer to purchase Simons, and the motion passed unanimously. Representative Tony Kurtz attended the Richland School Board of Education meeting to provide a brief state of education update from a legislative perspective. As the state representative serving the Richland School District area, Representative Kurtz periodically meets with school districts and municipalities to discuss legislative developments and hear feedback from local boards and administrators. During the open session portion of the meeting, Representative Kurtz provided an overview of current education-related issues being discussed at the state capitol. Project SEED returns again this year to Richland Center and will be held Saturday at St. Mary's Church parking lot. Sponsored by the Diocese of La Crosse, Project SEED is a sale that provides area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. There will be a wide variety of seeds available, including some newer types. Steve Moore is a co-owner of the Project SEED organization.
We've got a couple new ones in our other company. We're going to be putting them probably available through Project Seeds because there's some overlap, but some of these new things that are out in the market, I call them pretty exciting. They're replacing some of the hybrids, you know, old standbys we've had for 5, 10, and one of them's over 20 years old. But some of these new ones, the tremendous upside, if you weed it and feed them and, you know, everything's good and the farm is good and the soil's good and, you know, nothing's lacking. There's a lot of high-speed potential there.
Not all of the seeds will be on hand at the sale, but if you pre-order, they will be available for pickup. If you would like to pre-order, you can contact Steve at 608-780-5460. If you would like to pick up a brochure to help place your order, they are available at various locations. Dick Hauser represents the Diocese of La Crosse and is involved with Project SEED.
We've had them out at St. Mary's here in Richland Center for a few weeks, and we also have them out at Sacred Heart in Lone Rock. We've got them at St. Mary's at Keysville and also up at Casanova St. Anthony's. So we've got a few brochures in each of those places.
Get prepared for your farm spring planting by attending the Project Seed Sale event Saturday from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. For more information or if you need a brochure, contact Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808. Alliant Energy named 14 Wisconsin communities to receive grants totaling $50,000 through the company's Community Tree Planting Program, part of its 1 Million Trees initiative. Across Wisconsin, communities are eligible to apply for grants up to $5,000 to fund new trees for planting projects on public land. Among the communities awarded grants this year are Baraboo Devil's Lake receiving $3,000, the City of Baraboo $3,000, Boscobel $4,000, and Platteville receiving $4,700. Alliant Energy partners with Trees Forever to help communities develop, select, and plant a diverse mix of trees. A tree expert works with the communities to select the best species for their areas and create care and maintenance plans to ensure the new trees have long, healthy lives. The Vernon County Erlinson office building in Viroqua will be temporarily closed to the public due to scheduled electrical maintenance this Friday. County facilities, staff, and contracted electricians will be completing planned work to maintain and improve the building's backup generator systems. The temporary closure will allow crews to safely complete the necessary maintenance. During this time, staff who normally work in the affected building will continue providing services from the courthouse annex. Services will remain available to the public, although residents may experience minor adjustments in service delivery. Community members are encouraged to check the county website or contact the county department you need to conduct business with directly for information or accessing services during the closure. Affected county departments are Human Services, Health, Zoning and Sanitation, UW Extension, and Coroner. Normal operations for the Erlinson office building are planned for Monday. Vernon County Emergency Management has announced that the outdoor warning sirens will now be activated when the National Weather Service issues a severe thunderstorm warning with a destructive tag. This change reflects updates to the National Weather Service warning criteria and will help keep you safe. According to the National Weather Service, the criteria for a destructive damage threat are at least baseball-sized hail and or 80-mile-per-hour thunderstorm winds. Outdoor warning sirens are intended to alert people who are outdoors to go inside to a safe location and seek more information. If you hear a siren, head to your shelter and check local news, social media, Everbridge mass notification alerts, or your NOAA weather radio to monitor local weather reports. Ensure that you have a reliable means of receiving weather alerts to stay up to date and follow additional safety precautions, including moving to an interior room on the lowest level of your home and avoiding windows. This new activation criteria is in addition to the current processes and protocols in place for outdoor warning sirens, which include tornado warnings, confirmed tornado sightings, straight line winds, or other situations that fire departments or law enforcement deem necessary. As a reminder, when sirens are activated, they will sound in and near the affected area. Please heed all warnings and take necessary actions to protect yourself and your loved ones. It was a good day for the Red Cross Blood Drive in Richland Center on Wednesday. 79 units were collected that included 17 Power Red and 62 Whole Blood units.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet stationed with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested, and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terrorist threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. WAPON Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. Attorney General positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever, end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
A Packers running back heads to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers decided not to keep running back Emmanuel Wilson after 3 years. Within hours, Wilson signed a one-year contract worth $2.1 million with the Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks. I asked Wilson at the end of last season how he was dealing with fewer opportunities to play in Green Bay.
I mean, I still got that confidence, whether they give me the ball a lot. If they don't, hey, I'm still going to go out there and do what I do.
NBA, the Bucks head to Atlanta after losing last night to the Heat in Miami. 112-105, they'll play the Hawks tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Badgers continue in the Big Ten tournament against the Fighting Illini today after beating Washington 85-82. Greg Gard says they made some mistakes that could have cost them that game.
We did a lot of things that we can't repeat, but we give Washington credit. I mean, they were obviously playing desperately, but we didn't get rattled.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few leftover snow showers possible early. The main story, though, is the wind, especially during the first half of the day when a high wind warning is in effect. Through about midday, we could have wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour, highs in the low 40s. Be safe when traveling today.